Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the third day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Gittin, Perik Shmini, Mishnah Ches. Kosav Sofer Get Leish. The Sofer, the scribe, wrote a get for a man to megarish his wife with, Veshover Leisha, and he wrote a receipt for the wife. So what should happen is, the man gives the get to the wife, and the wife would give a receipt to the husband. When she comes to collect her exuba. But the sofer made a mistake, and a very bad mistake. V'nosan get la'isha, he gave the get to the wife instead of giving her the receipt. V'shover la'ish, and he gave the receipt to the man instead of giving him the get. V'nosnu zelazeh, the husband gave the wife the receipt, thinking it was a get, and the wife gives the husband the get, thinking it's a receipt. Lachazman, meantime, after some time, when she's already been married to another man, thinking that she was divorced, thinking that she received a get from her husband, all of a sudden disaster happens. Hurry her get, yotzei miyada ish. She realizes to a shock and horror that the get is coming out of the hand of the man. V'hashover miyada isha, and the woman has got the receipt in her hand, and she didn't get a get at all from her husband. She's been married and living with another man in absolute sin. It was an ashes ish, an adulterous relationship. Teitzah mizah mizah. She has to leave both men. She has to leave the man that she thought she's, the new husband that she thought she's married to, and the first husband. V'chol adrochem eilabah, and all the previous things that we said in Mishnah Hay, that she needs a get from each one and doesn't get a ksuba from either one of them, etc., etc., all this will apply to her. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Imla alter enzaget, a yotza enzaget. If it happened straight away before she got married to someone else, then we say that indeed it's not a get, and he will have to now go and give her a new get, or some say give her the same get, and she'll be only divorced from the time he now gives it to her. But imla achasman, if she's already been married to someone else in the meantime, then yotza, and after that the get comes out of the hands of the husband, and the woman, she shows that she's only got a receipt, then we say that the sofer made a mistake and gave the husband, and that's what they want to say. They say that, the sofer made a big mistake, he gave the husband the get by mistake, he gave the husband the receipt, he gave the woman the get, and they swapped. If that's what they're saying after she's married to another man, we don't trust them. We don't trust the wife or the first husband. And we say, how is it get? We say, it is a get. And she does not have to leave the second husband. What's the reason, Rabbi Eliezer? The Mishnah goes on to say his reason, loy kol hemena min harishon. We cannot believe him. We don't say that the rishon, the first husband, has got any trust. La'abit z'chusel shosheni. To stop the second man, or the second person's right to get married, who she's married to now. We are worried that maybe the first husband made a plot, a conspiracy with the first wife. They swapped the stories so that she should leave the second husband. Kosev get legarish, kosev legarish sister. Man wrote her get to divorce his wife. V'nimlach changed his mind, he decided not to divorce her. Bishamay emrim pesola min hakahuna. Bishamay says she's posel, she's unfit to be married to a kohen. We are machmir in the isa kahuna. If her husband wants to megarish his wife and writes her a get, even though if he changes his mind and doesn't give it to her, it's considered as if she was divorced as far as kahuna is concerned. It smacks already of the divorce. And if the husband dies, we say she's not considered a widow, she's considered, inverted commas, like a grusha, she won't be allowed to marry a kohen. And if her own husband was a kohen, she'd be osur to him forever. That's according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel say that if he changed his mind and he didn't give her a get, that's for sure she's not possible for kohen. But Beis Hillel go even further to say, Afal pish and asonoila, even though he gave her the get, al tanai, but he gave it on condition. For example, a person who was deathly ill and he says, this is your get from today, if I die from this disease. He made it retrospectively. Or a healthy person gives a get to his wife and he said, this is your get if I don't come back in 30 days. Right? So only in 30 days it'll be a get. Veloinasatnai, and let's say the condition was not fulfilled. In other words, he came within 30 days, or in the case of the disease, of the sickness, he recovered, he didn't die. So Lonas at night, then for the get, his bottle, the get was not going to be an effective get at all, not valid. Even in such a case, Beis Hillel say, despite the fact that it looks like a get, etc., and it looks like a valid get, but lo psalim lekuna, he does not stop her. This does not make her unfit to be married to a kohen. Why? Because she's not a divorcee. She's not a din of a grusha. It might look like she's a divorcee, but the bottom line is that the condition wasn't fulfilled to make the get a get, so she's no get. It's not considered a get. Mishnah Tess. We're going to learn at the end of this Mishnah about a thing called a get mekusher. Get mekusher literally means the knotted get. This was made in a time when, for Kohanim particularly. Kohanim who tended to be very easily getting to anger, and they would sometimes at the drop of the hat they might divorce their wives and get a get written and give it to them. And when they calm down, then they can't even retrieve, they can't even go back and take their wife because she's a divorcee. Kohen can't marry a divorcee, even his own divorcee. To stop this happening, or to stop this rapid or hasty decision of writing a get quick and giving it to from a kohen to his wife, the Chachamim said that they have to make what's called a get mekusher. Get mekusher is a complicated get, not so quickly, not so easy to write it quickly. In order that, in the meantime, the husband's anger, the kohen who is the husband's anger, will cool down and they'll be reconciled. What is a get mekusher? How do you write it? They would write a line or two, then fold that writing on the empty space below it, and then stitch it. Write another two lines, fold it on top of the empty space beneath it, and stitch it. And this would keep on going and going and going. Each time they fold it, it's called a kasher. That's why it gets the name get mekusher. It's like a knot each time. Now, the Chachamim made it a takana that on each of these kesharim, each of these knots, each of these folds, there shall be signatures at the back, adim to testify. And if there was a kesher that was not signed by an aid, then in other words, they've got more kesharim, more knots or more folds than the adim, we call it a bald get kerach. And it's possible. It's actually unfit. You can't. It's not kosher. Because we are worried. Why did the Chum say it's possible? Because we are worried that maybe the husband told adim to sign, seal the get. And he told as many adim as the number of knots, as the number of ksharim. Let's say there are five ksharim, so we are worried that maybe he told five adim to sign it, and afterwards, and only one of them signed, and one of them did not sign it. And what is the halacha if the husband tells adim, all of you sign it? If one doesn't sign it, the get's possible. So to stop that happening, you know, because of that, they said if any get like that, that's a get mekusher, that has any of the knots or the things that without a signature of an aid, possible, because of this case that he might have told a lot of adim to sign it. Says the Mishnah, Hamagorish is ishta, a person who divorces his wife, Velona Imoy, she stayed with him after the divorce, Bepundiki, in a hotel. And we've got witnesses that they were together in seclusion. Yichud, they had what's called Yichud. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Einot Tzricha Hamena Get Sheni. Beis Shammai said, no, she doesn't need another get. We don't assume that they've lived together, etc. She will now need another get. Why? Beishul hold that since they're adim that they went into yichud, that they went into private seclusion alone, we call it heide yichud hemeide bia. We say the adim of a seclusion are the same adim as if they saw intercourse taking place. In other words, he's already familiar. They're familiar with each other. They've been living with each other as man and wife for years. And then he divorces her. And then they go together in the same hotel and they're in the same room. So we say that for sure he would have lived with her, but a man does not make his relationship a znus, a promiscuous relationship, if he's got the opportunity to make it kiddushin. So Beis Hillel say, for sure he would have made kiddushin. He would have used that bia as kiddushin. And since Adim were watching it, not watching the actual bia, seeing them in seclusion, which is good enough as seeing the bia, Therefore, that's called a kiddush in front of Eidim. She now needs another get. Beis Shammai say no. We do not say, we don't say that because the Eidim saw them go into a room together, that therefore it's as good as seeing them actually living together. We don't say that. And therefore, it's not a riot that he lived with her. Until Eidim actually see the act, they can't say that. We don't say that. According to Beis Shammai, therefore, she does not need a second get from her husband. Amosai says, ask the Mishnah, when do Beis Hillel argue and say that she does need a second get, and we assume they live together? Bizman shen nisgarsha min hanisuin. If she's being divorced from a relationship which they've already consummated earlier on, they were already living man and wife. He's already familiar with her. So therefore, we say for sure they would have lived together and therefore require a get. Umoidim, however, Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that there's no fear of them living together. They don't need a get. If he was never, they were never living together. They never got to that nesuin. They were only just not engaged. They had kiddushin. He just gave a kiddushin. So far, everything's platonic. Nothing, they haven't lived together. And then, if they were in a hotel, and then he divorced her, then we say, and then she went together with him in one hotel or in one room, they don't need a get sheni. Why? Because we say they're not familiar with each other enough to say that maybe he lived with them. Knosa beget kereach. Now the Mishnah turns to the get kereach, literally the balding get. A person who marries a wife that was divorced from a husband with a get kereach, which means a husband was a kohen and gave her a get mekusha, as he's meant to, which is one of those gittin where the knots are, they fold the writing and then they stitch it and they get the edim to sign the back of it. And it was bald because there was one kasha that didn't have an aid in it. So it's a case where there were more ksharim than edim, more knots than the edim. And we said before that's a get posel, a posel get. And then they discover that he's married to the woman who was divorced with such a get kereach, get that's posel. In the meantime, she's married another man. She has to leave the new husband. She leaves the old husband as well. And all these things will apply that we said in Mishnah. Hey, namely, she loses the rights to the ksuba. She needs a get from either one of them, each one of them, from the first husband and from the second man she lived with. And she doesn't get a ksuba or a puritz, and the child will be a mamza. Why? Why a mamza? This Mishnah must go like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that anyone who changes from the coinage that the Chachamim said to use for a get, the child is a mamza. Any child born after from a new relationship after that is a mamza. Some say, however, that the child is not a mamza, and the psul, when we say the gets posel, it just has the impact of making her leave the second husband, but not to the degree that we'll call any child born from the second husband a mamza. No, not that far.